Reaction is mixed to Governor Deval Patrick's proposal that would overhaul management of the state's public housing agencies. His plan consolidates the state's 240 housing agencies into six regional authorities. It also eliminates about 1,000 appointed positions. Patrick says while his plan will likely take considerable political effort to pass, it addresses the need for change. WBUR's Fred Tice has more.
Governor Patrick recognizes that these reforms are prompted by the Boston Globe's reporting of abuses in several housing authorities. In Chelsea, for instance, the housing director was paid $360,000 a year. Patrick says he paid attention to the revelations.
They matter. You know, learning what we have learned about the lack of accountability, about the misrepresentations that were made in Chelsea to the federal government, to the state government.
Since the scandal, local housing authorities have had to submit to an annual audit. The Patrick administration has also imposed a cap on the salaries of housing directors of $160,000 a year. Governor Patrick projects that his proposal to centralize the management of public housing into six regions would enable the state to save tens of millions of dollars. It's money he would reinvest in public housing. Jim Stockard, the chairman of the Cambridge Housing Authority, is a member of the Public Housing Commission convened by Governor Patrick to make recommendations.
This is a proposal that will bring property management of the public housing stock into the 20th century, actually, in terms of how outdated this system has been for so many years.
The governor says the reforms would emulate what happens with private management of apartment complexes. Companies own buildings all over the country, but have personnel on site to respond to residents' needs.
We cannot do this without local engagement in a way that is responsive to the needs of the residents in public housing.
Patrick faces skepticism on Beacon Hill. Senate Republican leader Bruce Tarr questions whether replacing local housing authorities with larger, centralized bureaucracies represents the best approach. The Massachusetts chapter of the National Association of Housing and Redevelopment Officials is rejecting Patrick's proposal. It says it will offer its own proposal next week. Patrick acknowledges that the legislature will feel pressure from the 240 housing authorities in Massachusetts and their roughly 1,000 board members.
The Board of Health issued a permit on the septic system.
Last night, one of the smallest housing authorities in the state was having its biweekly meeting. Alan Lahotsky is chairman of the Carlisle Housing Authority.
We're a very small town, no traffic lights, one general store. About just under 5,000 people.
In a way, Carlisle is already doing what the governor wants cities and towns to do. It doesn't manage or own any housing units. The town has 20 affordable housing units. There are two privately owned condos and 18 units of senior housing managed by a private company and owned by a community development corporation. The town is planning more housing units, but always with the idea that it won't own or manage the housing. You might not expect Carlisle to need affordable housing. After all, it's in one of the best school districts in the state. But Lahotsky says you might be surprised.
Carlisle is the third highest income, per capita income town in Massachusetts. But we do have a significant number of people living on retirement funds. With the downturn in the stock market, they have been hit very hard.
One in 12 seniors in town makes less than $10,800 a year.
We may be way better off than a lot of people, but the town of Carlisle has significant issues in terms of keeping people in their homes.
Lahotsky wants to see the details of the governor's plan.
I think in general it's a good idea, certainly for Carlisle it is, because we don't really want to be in the business of managing housing with the small staff we have and the small number of units. So our strategy's always been to outsource that management anyways. As long as the legislation maintains local control over the zoning and siting and the development of projects, then I think it's a great thing.
The governor said yesterday that towns would maintain that local control, but Lahotsky says the devil's in the details. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.